No King's protests draw huge crowds as anti-Trump rallies sweep across US. I'm 89 and I saw my homeland rebuilt before, but now I don't believe Gaza has a future. US says Hamas is planning imminent attack on Gaza civilians. US to repatriate survivors of strike on drug-carrying submarine, Trump says. Wrongfully imprisoned for more than 40 years, US man now faces deportation to India. Mystery deepens after missing schoolgirl found dead in pop star D4VD's Tesla. Spanish town bans black cat adoptions during Halloween. 11 killed after Israel hits bus in Gaza, Hamas-run civil defense says. Afghanistan pulls out of cricket series after it says Pakistan airstrike killed local players. Zelensky fails to secure Tomahawk missiles at talks with Trump. I miss the past, but we like the money. The Balification of a laid-back surfer's island. We are orphans. Kenyans bid farewell to ex-PM Odinga in his political heartland. Chinese Nobel laureate and physicist Chen Ningyang dies aged 103. New blood test may speed up diagnosis of 50 cancer types, study says. Can Putin's flying Kremlin travel through EU airspace to Budapest? Skeletons found in mass grave are ancient Roman soldiers. Study finds smuggler jailed for 40 years after shipping ballistic missile parts from Iran. Israel confirms latest body returned from Gaza is dead hostage. Have a great life. Trump orders prison release of disgraced ex-lawmaker Santos. Mystery heatwave warms Pacific Ocean to new record. Otani rewrites history to send Dodgers to World Series. Trump only one who can force Putin to negotiating table. Finnish president tells BBC, Polish judge refuses to extradite Ukrainian Nord Stream blast suspect. Baek Sehi, author of I Want to Die But I Want to Eat Teok Baki, dies at 35. Why I fell in love with a book called I Want to Die But I Want to Eat Teok Baki. How an old suitcase revealed a hidden family fortune lost under Nazi rule. Grand Theft Auto made him a legend. His latest game was a disaster. Ritual, wrestling, and Reddit, Grand Sumo meets internet fandom in London. It's scary to think I could have died. Americans returning from fentanyl addiction. Buying more, wearing less. Why India's Diwali gold rush is different. We have to prioritize South Africans. Anti-migrant movement blocks foreigners from healthcare. Putin-Trump call a curveball for Zelensky ahead of White House meeting. Five takeaways from NYC mayoral debate as Mamdani and Cuomo clash. Watch. Aerials show thousands attending No King's protests across the U.S. Watch. Brits row from Peru to Australia in tiny boat. Returning the tide on Gaza starvation crisis, UN aid chief. It's a joyous moment. Brother of Prince Andrew accuser. Sinopec diverts supertanker from U.S. sanctioned port. Ship tracking data shows. Rubio. Liberian minister discuss boosting U.S. participation in Liberia's critical minerals sector. EV supply chain data firm Benchmark Mineral trims workforce, sources say. Oil set for weekly loss as global conflicts ease, signs of glut emerge. India to stop buying Russian oil, Trump says. UN shipping agency delays decision on carbon price under US pressure. Polish court rules against sending Ukrainian Nord Stream suspect to Germany. Gold slips from highs, set for another winning week. Chinese tech giants pause stablecoin plans after Beijing steps in, FT reports. Nexperia says Chinese unit operating as usual as tensions with the Netherlands run high. NVIDIA CEO Jensen Huang to attend APEC CEO summit in South Korea. DHS purchase of business jets during shutdown draws Democrats' ire. Arrow Electronics says that U.S. trade curbs on its Chinese affiliates are being reversed. Russian stocks lower at close of trade. MOEX Russia index unchanged. Motor racing, Apple's F1 broadcast deal has been years in the making. Novo Nordisk hires U.S. pharma veteran as Trump pricing pressure mounts. Kering nears sale of beauty unit to L'Oreal, sources say.